When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
It is May 31st, 2024. Never trust a man in pastels. That's what we've learned.
Yeah.
That's what we learned tonight. We knew it before.
It's the truth.
Oh, AJ Styles, you lovable scamp.
Lovable? This is hair, isn't it?
Yes. Hey, you know. So much to talk about tonight. This is the Wrestling Inc. podcast. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, joined by Flobo Boyce. And we're going to take you through the highs and the lows of SmackDown. Now that we know who Cody Rhodes' opponent is likely to be for Money in the Bank. And Randy Orton's title shot on the horizon after that for SummerSlam. Plans are made. Things are in motion. And we're here to talk about it all. Flobo, before we hop into SmackDown tonight, what is going on in the news?
News? Who cares about that? Nah, I'm just kidding. A lot of stuff happening this week. In fact, this one broke just a little bit over a couple hours ago. Former WWE and Olympian Gable Stevenson has signed the Buffalo Bills. Now, when Gable was signed to WWE a couple years ago, Gable and another Olympian can bring the brand 2-3 years after that. He's playing in the NFL. Glenn, have you ever thought about playing in the NFL?
I mean, at least a good once a month. And then I think injury risk, sweating and heavy padding. And, you know, really, what's the upside? What's the upside, Flobo?
Yeah.
It's not NBA money. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, Ricky Zenifar. My video's cutting out, you said? Okay, we're going to try to fix that. This week has been crazy with the internet. All week has just been nuts with that. So
it's good now. With me. It's good now. Let's take advantage of this.
Yeah. It's been nuts. Okay. I feel bad for Gable Stevenson. You know, when he was signed, it was like a big thing, a new chapter of what they can do for that brand. And, you know, and now he's on the outs. And even though I felt like something was off when he was signed, I guess he has something chapter going. A new chapter on his way.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. It's interesting because he obviously WWE has signed a lot of collegiate athletes, but this was, you know, the big one they touted. This was the headliner. And I think they got the funny thing is, I think they actually got the better end of the deal. They got the headlines, they got the coverage. He didn't continue to be this breakout, you know, media sensation. I blame Caitlin Clark. No. No, I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was the hot collegiate athlete and WWE got him at his peak and they got a lot out of the deal.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. But I really felt like he could have been a torchbearer. I mean, the NIL stuff, it doesn't matter now. I mean, there's so many people from that, from Carly Bright on, but it does feel like the plan was him to be like the breakthrough, kind of like what Obafemi's doing now.
Yeah. It just didn't materialize. One Cameron Grimes seems to be salty about this.
Oh, yeah. Do we talk about that? Trevor Lee just basically saying, oh, yeah, he was going to business for himself even from day one.
Yeah, Cameron Grimes has a right to be jaded, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
You know, but que sera.
What could have been for
what could have been? The moon. What else is going on?
Well, as it is right now, Chad Gable, I thank you. I'm not sure if you like the guy or hate the guy or feels he's really is the good guy if you think about it. His contract size is still up in the air. As of right now, it's going to end next week and it hasn't signed the new deal. And people are asking what's going to go for good old Chad. But if I'm wanting to speculate, I think he's going to resign. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, Chad Gable is amazing that he is one of the best technical wrestlers in the business. Never really gets his due, in my opinion. Like, people are like, oh, yeah, he's really good. But, I mean, but he's incredible. I mean, I think his height and stature probably held him back for part of the time he was booked. But whether it was American Alpha, Shorty G, Alpha Academy, whether it's comedy or just being taken seriously as a superstar technical wrestler, I think he's really that good. And yeah, I'd be bummed to see him and WWE part ways.
Still think he should have been the IC champ. I was all about him trying to be the breadwinner for his family until evil Sami Zayn caused him to lose that match and change the whole course of wrestling history. So anything for good old Chad Gable, man. He's hitting a stride now. Shorty G.
Shorty G forever, man.
Yeah.
Ready, willing, and Gable. Always.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
I mean, dude had his own towel merch. Who can say that? No, I didn't buy it because I did. I bought the American Alpha one, but I was bummed that it wasn't like the maroon towel he had in NXT with the bigger lettering. That's right. What I really wanted.
Wait, so hold on. Did you buy it sight unseen and then was disappointed? No,
I bought it to say I bought it. But okay, so we all remember, us NXT heads, that originally he had this maroon towel that had big block lettering. The Impact font had Ready, Willing, Gable on it. And that was like his thing. And Jason Jordan was his partner. And Jason Jordan never wanted to say that. And then finally, right, Jason Jordan came around once they started winning and they coalesced as a team. But then American Alpha comes to the main roster. And they're like, we're going to release a merch towel. And the merch towel had like this stylized like logo. It was like Captain America.
Yeah, logo, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah, it was not the classic Gable maroon towel.
Oh, well, that's okay. So you bought into support, but it was kind of
bought support. But yeah, I wanted the NXT. I wanted the OG classic Chad Gable towel.
If anyone's listening, I think got a birthday coming up, right? So let's hope someone gets you something, mail it out to you. You know, what's your PO box?
Yeah, seriously. No, I think he's doing well. Alpha Academy on paper seems like on par with Maximum Male Models of like, okay, this could be kind of amusing and yes, they can wrestle, but this is going to have a short shelf life. Alpha Academy has gone on now for way longer than anyone predicted.
Agreed. Yeah. Kind of like New Day. And I mean that respectfully, of course.
I mean, New Day is the brilliance of New Day is that even New Day started with a gimmick and they were like these super positive heels. They really abandoned the gimmick and it just became the chemistry of these three guys.
True, but even though no one talks about it, I really did love the whole like midnight hour Phoenix rising like look. I get that it's very, very small in their history, but hey, I'm down for bootios, right?
Yeah, who isn't? But we'll see if he resigns. I mean, the darkest timeline is he goes to AEW and debuts and then just gets lost in the shuffle,
right?
Yeah, you know. But we'll see.
We'll see.
What else is going on in the news?
You know what's best for business? Working with other promotions. And this week, if you watch NXT, Ethan Page, who is calling himself a free agent, and Jordynne Grace made her appearance, but it looks like the Forbidden Door is going to be open indefinitely. WWE has been working with TNA and Marigold for promotions and other productions over the past couple months, and it seems there's no end in sight. Dave Meltzer speculates there's more in the offing. I gotta ask you that, Glenn, man. How you like this multiverse of madness of these wrestling promotions?
I mean, I thought AJ's segment tonight might lead to him popping up in TNA for a short spell. That would have seemed like I before he started talking about like going home to be a dad. By the way, what message does that final segment send? I'm gonna go home and be a great dad. Psych, screw you kids.
They booed him. I was like, yeah. I'm a phenomenal dad. Boo. Yeah. It's like, dang.
No, I thought he was going to do something that would have him like, hey, if I can't get the opportunities here, maybe I can get them elsewhere. Like, because right, that would be a hot angle, you know, have him go challenge for that TNA title. But no, I think that man, that Jordynne Grace, I mean, NXT did its largest rating in a while. They're like 750,000 people. And the Ethan Page thing was just like a surprise cherry on top of that Sunday. I think when Jordynne showed up, it was like, what is going on here?
Right. Yeah, the thing is, it's kind of like the jab before the cross, right? Because Jordynne Grace appeared in the Rumble. It was a great thing. It was kind of like, I need a special opponent. But then having someone who's been responsible for attacking people backstage not be someone in a murder mystery, or not murder mystery, but a mystery, I was so glad, because it could have gone in a very cheesy, corny way of Trick being like, it was me, or some random like jobber saying it was me. But
having Big Body Javi comes out and he's like, aha.
Yeah, exactly. Lexus King, you know, here's my main event rub again, right? So I'm glad it was somebody who was from somewhere else. So,
but that being said, I like Ethan Page, but everyone, you didn't need to tell me who Jordynne Grace was when she showed up.
Fair.
Ethan Page, you could watch the reaction videos online from people that are doing live, and they were like, who is that? And then they said, Ethan Page. Oh, it's Ethan Page. Yeah. Right.
From AE. Whoa.
Yeah. I think there's been a lot of speculation. Jordynne's going to be doing some sort of open challenge for her Knockouts championship. People think maybe Natty goes over.
I'm down for that. I wasn't sure if title for title is even possible with this new agreement, and it hasn't been cleared to say that, or they can even do a Forbidden Door type pay-per-view where there's one creative responsible. But why not have that also? We'll protect your champion, or our champion on our show, and vice versa. So yeah, if there's open challenge, I'm taking a front row seat, and it should be Natty. It should be someone established, somebody who's easy as far as WWE's concerned, but is in a new environment.
And her contract is up. That would be a good way to work the work wrestling Twitter for a couple days.
Yeah.
You know?
We deserve to get worked. Deserve it.
If not for those things, I mean, it wouldn't be fun if we didn't. I mean, look at people. I saw people buying AJ's segment tonight for a bit.
Well, they didn't give us much of a choice. Like, I was like, what is he going to do? You know what I mean? Like, I honestly thought the backlash match was one and done. So I was like, what is going to be this? Well, we're jumping ahead now. But then when Cody came out, I go, oh, here you go. So
when Cody came out, Cody raised his hand the second time, and then when they went back for seconds to one side of the ring, I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
no, it's something. Anything else in the news?
Corn's our producers today. Nope. Those are nothing top stories of the week. Yeah. Nothing else happened.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So let's talk about SmackDown tonight, the coronation of Queen Nia Jax. This was nice. Bayley came out, went to the ring. Piper Niven and Chelsea Green attacked Bayley on the ramp. So Bayley gets beaten up. And this is setting up, setting some things up. You know, so now Piper Niven's in the mix.
Some things were definitely set up. So first things first, love the fact they're at least trying to pretend the King of the Ring this year has that extra sauce on it. Nia Jax is somebody who's always number one contender. She doesn't need to be, but it's a dope crown, and she actually wears it. Guta. And the thing is pretty much on rails, right? It's going to be Nia Jax versus Bayley. But I love this little side distraction of Chelsea Green and Piper Niven, because Piper, by all intents and purposes, should be theoretically able to take down Bayley. So I'm on board for this. It really adds a bit of layer to this, and it won't just like make it boring of Nia Jax having 6 to 8 weeks of us talking about Bayley week in and week out.
Yeah, I think it's good. Who do you think wins at SummerSlam between Bayley and Nia?
As much as I'm a Bayley fan, I do think it's time for Nia to be on the top of the mountain. And the reason being that she's a woman that people actually legitimately hate. And it's hard to be a heel that's hated. It's impossible. Everybody wants to love a rascal. Everyone loves to be like, he's pretty funny. Like, no, I want to be able to boo somebody and feel good booing it. It's got to be Nia Jax's time.
I want to be able to feel good booing them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. We need villains. Like, I don't know about you, but when I was a teenager, I was bullied a lot, blah, blah, blah. But all you have to do is go home, put a wrestling game on, put it on super easy, and beat up some heels. That's how you like have that release. We need heels. Not advocating you beat up Nia Jax. I'm just saying. I like to have people who are legitimately completely bad. I miss those days.
Okay. I think the only way Bayley can win at SummerSlam is if Bayley goes back to being ultra babyface. Not two men babyface, but I think she's trying to straddle the line too much right now to where she does not have, she's a fan favorite, but she does not have the strong character she had as a babyface or a heel.
Are you just mad because the theme music's kind of heelish still?
Yeah, I
do. She's not really doing much to be babyface. She's kind of like, ow, you hit me. Yeah. Ouch.
I do miss Ready to Go. Like that Turn It Up. Yeah, like that song's dope. Like, bring that back. Yeah, I'm sure Def Rebel will do a terrible remix of it.
Leave Def Rebel alone. Those memes are just so savage, man.
This is a good segment. Chelsea and Piper are great. I'm glad they're getting more screen time. AJ was in Nick Aldis's office as he wants to address his future. And whatever. I mean, it was just all set up for this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day. And Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new energy-efficient appliances. We carry the largest in-stock selection, starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade today and save big money on new appliances right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
DIY came down to the ring, but backstage, Bayley was being checked on. Naomi came in, and Naomi and Bayley won a match against Piper and Chelsea for later tonight. Then we went right into Austin Theory with Grayson Waller versus Tommaso Ciampa versus Johnny Gargano. Ciampa getting the win.
Yeah, it's 1-on-1, so it was Ciampa versus Theory.
They're not doing enough. They keep referencing Theory and Gargano's past, but I feel like they should lean more into.
They should lean more, but I was surprised they did. I thought they would have pretended like, oh, I don't know what the heck. But I love the fact that it was like, yeah, Austin Theory was really, and it was true. He was kind of floundering after being a disciple of Seth Rollins, I guess, going back to NXT and getting the reboot and hanging with Johnny. So you're right. I think she leaned more into it, but I'm glad they actually started to mention it.
Yeah. Just he could even yell like, you're not my dad. You know, I mean, just something.
Yeah.
Just a little more with it. That's all I want. What's Dexter Lumis up to? He's in the new Wyatt family, right? I think Monday's my prediction.
I mean, I guess there's probably another QR code that I saw when Nick Aldis went to his office. I went, I should look that up. And I didn't.
So and that's what I'm saying. If they don't do it Monday, what are they going to do? Wait till the end of Money in the Bank?
You're asking the wrong guy, because I feel like I'm at the point where it's like, just show me, because I'm not going to play the mystery games. I'm not going to check my Dakota rings and see what's in my Ovaltine. But if you think of anything that's been drawn out super long, it was Wyatt stuff or Veer. So it could be a year. You know,
you just have no patience.
No,
20 questions, not for you. 3 questions. That's the most Flobo does.
I just, maybe wrestling went to that well once too often. I don't know if it was who attacked the parking lot, who attacked Aleister Black, who was Emelina. The devil. Emelina, Veer, who was Retribution, who's behind Retribution, who was a stalker, who was a hacker. Yeah. It's just like, I get it. That's the best way to have long-term storytelling, but whodunits to me are kind of over in Bert right now.
Yeah, I think something can go on too long, but no, I think this is going to happen soon. So Ciampa won that match. Backstage, Blair Davenport was talking to Nick Aldis.
Finally, she needs some opportunities. Give us a chance to see if we like her or not in the main roster.
Yeah, we'll see. Hey, she, you know what she's probably asking? She's like, so parking lot, does it have security?
You're going to different towns every week, Blair. Yeah. I'm just asking. Yeah.
Does the guard have a set route that he patrols? Are there cameras everywhere? Any blind spots you could potentially make me aware of?
Schematics.
Yeah, you know. So then LA Knight walked into Aldis's office. Looking for Logan Paul. He's gonna be there. LA Knight was talking to Keller Braxton after putting Logan Paul on notice. Carmelo Hayes interrupted. They got into it, and Carmelo Hayes accidentally called Logan Paul LA Knight, and LA Knight was like, get the names right.
Yeah. I like it because it was definitely realistic in the moment, and you could tell both men wanted to break at one time, but they're so professional that I got back. Carmelo got a chance to get back. So Carmelo's going to be strong long-term. But if you're just a new SmackDown only watcher, Carmelo Hayes looks like he was outclassed really here. So I hope he gets that some little bit of a chance to get a little bit of comeuppance. But LA Knight, I've been saying, has been hot for months. He needs some wins. He needs an opportunity. And this could be it between Carmelo Hayes and Logan Paul.
I think it'll be Carmelo and Logan.
Yeah, I would too. I mean, look, I think everybody wants to take the title off of Logan Paul, but I do think it's going to be an opportunity where he's going to hold that long-term, the US 96 championship. LA Knight cannot take another pinfall loss. You got to feed someone else there. Carmelo is a young upstart trying to find himself, much like how Lexus King was NXT a year ago. Mm. I do think he's in that way. I'm him. Have him eat the pin and then reset afterwards.
Okay, so do you think Carmelo does that Money in the Bank versus loses to Logan Paul Money in the Bank versus being in the Money in the Bank ladder match?
I think he should have the United States Title Championship. The thing about Money in the Bank is that they're strictly ringside qualifiers, and we've seen Carmelo in these tournaments before, even on SmackDown, even the main roster. But if you really want to build a star, you have someone who gets hot-shotted. This is something we don't really see all the time. I remember when I was a kid, Royal Rumble was perfect for this. There was always that one challenger that got a title shot in January, randomly. And you're like, can they do it? Oh, Finn Balor can't beat Brock Lesnar. Oh, dear. So I think it would behoove Carmelo more to do that because he can do more promo stuff as well.
Okay. But Logan loses the championship to LA Knight at SummerSlam.
If they do that, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Be a big one. LA Knight's gotta get a big victory.
Something. Or at least 2 wins in a row. That'd be great.
Okay, so Andrade took on Apollo Crews. I guess Apollo has stopped being a vigilante in Florida. I wonder if he's still hanging out with Bron Breakker getting breakfast, though.
I don't know if he sees the future, though. That's a question I had. Is he still writing his diary and see the future?
I'm glad to see. Has Apollo been doing much lately?
No. He was drafted to Raw last year and pretty much was a ghost, like a Goddessy Jones, and then he got redrafted over to SmackDown.
What don't they see in him?
I don't know. As you can tell, I'm a big Apollo Crews a fan. I bought all of his merch, even that weird gray one. But I know for me, in 2020, they put him on every week, and I was like, okay, this is too much cake. This is too much of a good thing being done. And then he had the accent, and then it was weird again, so I didn't know what to believe.
Yes, I too own that gray shirt with the big AC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bought that. I used to buy a lot of wrestling merch from WWE shop, and then at some point, they started putting out too much, and the stuff they started putting out was not good. It didn't look good. I don't know if it's better under Fanatics. The fits were also kind of weird.
Yeah, there was a time where I felt like burlap. It was super thick.
Yeah.
You know, no good. But now they're a lot more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyhow, Legado del Fantasma, you know, really wants Andrade.
No, Angel wants Andrade. Santos is like, is it even worth it going after this guy? Yeah, what are you doing?
Like the Royal Wii. They were watching. Yeah. But yes, Angel. So is it going to be a Santos versus Andrade feud?
I think eventually. You got Andrade trying to do his own thing. You have Angel feuding with Apollo Crews if they want to, because I think that was pretty cool to have an extra layer of storytelling. But Legado del Fantasma needs a reset. And I know we want a clean break from all of the Mexican talent, but I'd rather do this story of having someone that wants to be recruited to a group, if strength in numbers, versus giant gang warfare. Oh, they're LWO versus, oh, you're Legado or whatever.
Backstage, Apollo blindsided Angel for embarrassing him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm all born. I like Angel. I like the fact that he's doing some solo work. I don't know what Legado wants to do. Because, like, if you're family and you recruited these guys, then you shouldn't have to add people. So I guess he's just let me know, why is Andrade so special?
Okay, what if his plan is during the next full moon, he's going to bite Andrade and turn him also into a werewolf?
If they were actually werewolves to begin with, maybe.
Just positing ideas, Flobo.
Lobos Locos.
Lobos Locos forever. So the bloodline. This is something. Solo, firmly in charge, talking to Paul Heyman. Paul's like, yo, you're letting these new guys in. And it's funny because he's like, normally there's a vetting and it's like, these, they're all related. How much vetting do you need to do, Paul?
Right.
You know, there's no, yeah, it's just weird. So, Kevin Owens is in the ring. Paul Heyman confronts him and he's like, oh, these new members of the bloodline, I'm protecting you. They're psychos. They're evil men. And father, professional, you know, and Owens. Yeah, it is what it is. But then we had, yes, he actually said Roman Reigns did background checks to keep people like Tama Tonga and Tongaloa out of the bloodline.
It's getting messy, man. It really is.
So weird.
It is getting messy. I think nobody has been as enthusiastic about the new bloodline than the old one. We want Roman chants all throughout. And this segment here with Kevin Owens was great, but it took so long to get there. I was like, I miss the days of when Roman Reigns' entrance will take 5 minutes of promo time. But we got Paul Heyman stammering and jammering for like 15.
So we're setting up, I think, Solo versus KO. Solo, Tama, and Loa came out. Then the Street Profits came out to back up Kevin, which led to Tama and Loa against the Street Profits.
Yeah. So this was actually advertised beforehand, but everything started kind of early. This is a question I have for you. Tama and Tonga are really good. It's pretty solid. You got to establish a bloodline to the new fans of this new chapter is. Roman's coming somewhere in the background, but is a win over the Street Profits really something? I mean, I know they beat the Final Testament, but are you really that badass if you take out Angelo Dawkins and Montez Ford?
Yeah, I don't know. It's very weird. I feel that the we want Roman chants are the worst thing that could happen for the new bloodline.
Sure. I'm with it.
Yeah.
I thought Roman was boring, y'all. You guys are fickle.
Okay. So Tama and Loa got the win. They need to start referring to them as that. When they say Tama Tonga and Tonga Loa, I get it, but a little bit of a tongue twister.
Oh, absolutely a tongue twister. You're not wrong. You're not wrong at all.
Okay. So after Tama and Loa got this match, we had Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair backstage getting into it with Indy Hartwell, which is going to set up Jade's going to murder Indy Hartwell in the ring next week on SmackDown.
And so she shall. Yes. I liked Jade's work in Saudi. I do think that I know they say that she's selling more, and that sounds like really bad for me to call out a mechanic of wrestling, but it does feel like every victory is earned. So if someone has Jade's confidence and can really just take the damage now, there's no stopping her.
Then Nia interrupted Mi-Chin, who maybe didn't know everything that was going on with AJ's future backstage.
Who knows?
Yeah, Nia Jax interrupted, so maybe Nia's going to beat up Mi-Chin in the coming weeks. But then we have Bayley and Naomi versus Piper and Chelsea.
Chelsea Green.
Yes, with them getting the win.
Yeah. I mean, look, I thought Bayley wouldn't be able to carry on after getting that vicious attack in the first hour, but her and Naomi making sure the you feel the glow, or you feel the role model glow, feel the glow model.
The glow model. Glow model's good.
I like yeah. Glow I love model. I love the chemistry between them. And of course, Chelsea Green and Piper Niven are made. I kind of miss the Samantha Irvin Chelsea Green, but that said, it's been fun to watch them all four of these ladies.
A good match. I think given Chelsea and Piper, I mean, Naomi ate the pin, but I think giving Chelsea and Piper a little bit of momentum is a good thing. They're very entertaining.
Yeah. I like the fact that you have comedic kills. Those are people that would eat for a long time. Look about the 10 years of like Heath Slater or like Dolph Ziggler. Oh, I have a weekly Dolph Ziggler reference. All right. But they have to get wins at some level, right? You can't job forever, and it's a really weak division. So they should get some wins, but thankfully it wasn't tonight because you had the women's champion there. You have someone in Naomi who doesn't have a direction, but you want to keep her hot for whatever reason, especially over the summer.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. I mean, I think if they build it right, Piper versus Nia could be a really, really good match with a lot of crowd investment. And let's not forget Piper Niven, Scottish, from Scotland.
Okay.
Clash of the Castle.
Also in Scotland. But what does that mean?
Piper versus Nia at Clash of the Castle.
For
yeah,
what?
You gotta do it.
What stakes? For the crown?
Maybe Nia puts the crowd on. Maybe Nia says like, actually it'd be funny if Nia was like, you're stealing my gimmick.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's, they have to do something with Piper in Scotland.
Maybe it also could be, here's Piper Niven in the crowd watching the next match and that'll be it. Just waving, like, you know?
Yeah, or Bayley. She could just job to Bayley, as G-Roy J is saying.
Oof.
But Piper versus Nia, that's like a, I mean, that's a big match.
It can like, be, sure. Yeah,
it could be if they built it right.
Yeah, they built it right. Piper's still technically an antagonist, right? So you would have
Triple H tells you when you're playing my GM mode, don't book two people of the same class against each other.
He does scold me every week for that. But I'm like, oh man, remember SmackDown Juniors? It was a hit.
That's why I have a lot of specialists on my roster, because they can wrestle anybody.
Smart. They're wild cards.
Yeah.
Who's your GM avatar? Are you Tyler Breeze guy?
Tyler Breeze.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah. And the budget cap is always what gets me, like, on the roster, because I want to have ample people in case people get injured. And then I'm constantly I get a decent amount of money, but I'm still like every couple matches can't afford to get the special effects lighting crew or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like I got to figure out a cash hack or something.
Dude, I do like three superstars and just hire the rest jobbers and just train them and give them all those player cards and make them popular. Nice. It's nice. Way easier to do that.
The problem with my GM mode is it's like, okay, you enter the Hall of Fame. Now what happens? Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. Wrestling your laurels.
Just keeps going. Yeah. Game just keeps going. At least it's not broken this year like it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was kind of messed up. It's become my favorite mode for sure, but it was rough a couple times.
It's yeah, and it's funny too because here we have these super powered high priced video game systems, but you could play my GM mode on a Commodore 64. It's like the most basic gameplay.
It needs to be like watch all the web ads on my phone if I had to make trades or check out injury in real time. It'd be kind of dope. Like fantasy football or something.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk about this main segment. AJ Styles comes to the ring in a powder blue suit. Yeah. I mean, he was channeling Mark Henry with the salmon pink jacket, I think, with the pastel.
Is that what it was? He was like, you know, I need a retirement suit. And they're like, oh, pastels. Is that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, and what was weird about it is, so he cut this promo and maybe goes and be a phenomenal dad. SmackDown's the house that AJ Styles built. Like, I've been doing this 20 years. His level of selling varied at first for the first half between, oh, this is clearly a work and maybe he's serious. And then when he said, okay, Gallows Anderson, one last too sweet in the ring.
Yeah.
Before he called out Cody, he was really sincere for about 90 seconds. So I was like, whoa, is this for real?
True. I would start off with him being like, oh, this is going to be a real thing. This is why it's a main event. And of course, looking back on it, Aldis should have really asked him what you're going to ask him. What are you going to say? But then I thought the angle was going to be Cody come out here. I need to challenge you. I need to see if I can do this. I'm leaving, and have that be like the marquee match. But then we get a classic like, ah, fooled you, see? And I wonder if that's the right call.
Yeah. And like we're saying, I thought maybe he was going to do a fake quit. He needs to go walk the earth and find himself, ends up in TNA for a spell, comes back to WWE, something. But it's interesting that they just did him and Cody, which was a very good match in France, and now they're running it back, likely for Money in the Bank. It's interesting. Yeah. You know, actually, which is first, Money in the Bank or Clash at the Castle?
Clash at the Castle in 2.5 weeks, or okay. 2 weeks in a day, and then Money in the Bank is after that.
Yeah, I mean, Clash of the Castle, like, people just want to sing along to Cody's entrance. He could just go out into the ring and tell everybody, you know, hey, if you ever get a tattoo, I don't recommend getting it on your neck. And I think people would be happy.
It worked out for him, though, right? Has it blended in for you?
No.
You
not
think about it?
I see it every time. Every time.
Wow. Wow.
It gnaws at me. Every time I see it, I'm just like...
Did you just say gnaw?
Gnaw. It gnaws at me. Wow. Shout out to anyone in the comments that could figure out the stand-up comic that I'm that I ape that from.
That Mitch Hedberg? I'm just gonna guess.
No, that's good though. Oh, I said that last night. I didn't say it. I didn't quote it. Like someone said, oh, I've been practicing pickleball and I got this device to do it so I could do it, you know, alone. And yeah, it's really a workout because the thing I hit it again never minces. And I wanted to quote the, you know, thing about tennis is I'll never be as good as a wall. I was like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to make the Mitch Hedberg reference.
Everyone loves Mitch Hedberg. You should go for it next time.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, I think him bringing Cody out and saying, okay, you know, we had this amazing match. I'm leaving. This is now your house. They should have played the song, which is still stuck in my head from WrestleMania 2016. My house.
Oh, okay. The Flow Rider?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely a song I play at parties when I'm like out of something to play. And I'm like, what's kind of toothless but fun?
I feel you. Also, didn't get until like maybe 5 years ago, Flow Rider in Florida. Didn't connect that.
Yeah, when he came out, the Florida like tourism board had a cease and desist. It's like, you're hurting our SEO. True story.
Amazing. So when he was like, oh, I'm turning this over to you, Cody, and then Cody started raising his hand, and they went, raise the hand to the north, raise the hand to the west, to the south, to the east, to the north again. That's what I was like, okay, this is, he's going to just start beating up Cody.
You know, if this happened on NXT, I could just imagine Vic being like, what the? Well, like I just imagine the back and forth. Chucky Ducky, back my hack. What the hell, book? You know, like it'd be great. It'd be awesome.
I just need that. Somebody should either sample Booker T or somebody that could do a good impression should just do classic wrestling clips with Booker's commentary.
He samples himself. I swear it's a sounding board.
Maybe. But that would be amazing. Yeah. That would be amazing if he was just, you know, the barbershop window. And he's like, what?
I like it.
Yeah. Checks and championships. yeah. Okay, so they're going to run it back. AJ is not going anywhere. Nice to see Gallows and Anderson. I mean, they're doing great in NXT. I think their match with Fraxium at Battleground is going to be a standout.
Fraxium. I like it, but I thought they were done. I thought the OC was done when AJ came back with the rippling abs and the mean demeanor. He was like, I'm sick of you guys for losing. And out of together again, is Meechan still with them? Who knows?
Who knows? What if Meechan brings back Retribution on her own?
Shut it down.
And she's in the NXT. All of the club has gone to NXT.
Yeah. Well, are they still the club?
I mean, they were the original club. Apparently the only club that matters. Which is true. The weirdest WWE attempt to co-opt something in recent memory.
I get it, but it's like at that time, that entity was kind of on its way out as far as being completely cool. Like, there's still, you know, the Spikes and Jay White and all that stuff. But at the time, it was like, oh, it's still around, so why not?
Yeah. I get
it.
Yeah. So, we went off the air. Yeah, with Cody getting beat up. Okay, so if they do this at Money in the Bank and it has time to cook, it's really good for AJ to get that opportunity. If this is the hot shot for Clash at the Castle, like, I'm bummed for AJ that this happens and then 2 weeks AJ loses again. And that's it.
It has to be the hot shot for Clash. Because Cody,
you think so?
Cody doesn't have an opponent. He didn't have an opponent for Saudi. And they basically put the United States Championship and said, hey man, you don't have to put your title on the line, US champ. Then face Cody because there was no opponent. There's only a few real heels on there that can do an international show justice. So of course, yeah, AJ randomly goes, I'm going to JCPenney, I'm gonna buy myself a blue suit and retire. Why else would you do that? Why?
You don't think it's Clash. I'm going
to JCPenney. Like guys like that buy the $60 suit, be like, oh look at my deal. Like it's all weird.
Do you get it tailored? Do you get it fitted? Here's the thing I don't understand about getting tailored. My whole life I bought off the rack and I was like, oh, getting a tailor. That's something like the 1% does. And then finally, I got a suit and I was like, oh, okay, I'll get it taken in. The tailoring was like $20.
If you're lucky.
Yeah. But it was not, I mean, compared to the cost of the suit.
Right.
Yeah. It was negligible.
But I'll let you know what is a $20 take-in and a $15 hem if you're buying your suits for $30 at JCPenney.
That's true. That's true. I mean, I've bought suits at Burlington Coat Factory. I bought the sport jacket at Kohl's. I'm like, I could just wear this over, you know, a button-down shirt with some jeans. That's still an acceptable look, right?
Most times you can if you're a CEO in California, but
my problem is I put on a blazer. I had this problem at StarCast, the first Double or Nothing weekend. I put on a blazer and walk through a casino. People think I'm security. People are coming up to me asking for directions.
Oh, yeah. It happens to me all the time, but that's because I'm black. But listen, I'll tell you one thing. As long as your shirt's kind of pretty, then it won't have that problem. So you have like a little more of like a patterned shirt inside, you'd be fine.
Yeah. Girl at the bar starts talking to me. Like after 3 minutes, she says, you know, if you're a cop, you have to tell me. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, okay.
You do have a lawman's face. And I mean that respectfully.
You're the second person this month that's told me that. But no, I think AJ... You know, he looked very handsome, I'm sure his mother would say. But no, I think at Clash, I mean, Drew for the WHC, that's got a main event, Drew and Priest.
I think that would main event. I don't think you go to any of these like premier international events and not feature the WWE Championship. Because that's Cody's run. It's been the antithesis of what Roman wants to do. So okay. It may open the show. It may be the fourth match. But I can't imagine Cody going all... Cody being on the roster. You have a show in Berlin. He going, I'm the WWE champ. I'll get to it later.
Yeah. But then we got to come up with someone else for him to face at Money in the Bank before Randy at SummerSlam.
Sure. And I think there's time for someone to slot in there. That's why I think it's kind of important. Kind of interesting you're seeing like... Andrade doing these weird things and Apollo doing these weird things. Like these single stars are just trying to see who sticks. There's time to build to SummerSlam. There's no time to build a Clash.
Yeah. Well, we shall see. All in all, this SmackDown tonight, some stuff happened, but not a lot of stuff happened.
Yeah. I said going into this week that you had to like, okay, say the King and the Queen ring was a thing you had to do. In Saudi holding pattern, but now things have to start building. And the bloodline stuff is messy, but at least that's moving elsewhere. But everything else kind of felt like it didn't have to be imperative to watch.
Yeah. And it was a little bit of a breather because they just are recovering from King and Queen of the Ring.
Yep. That also counts.
Yeah. Well, we shall see. We shall see what happens, folks. Flobo, good hanging out with you on a Friday.
Yeah, man. Always a good time hanging out. SmackDown with Glenn, man.
Yeah, so next week is Battleground.
Yeah, can't wait.
Super exciting.
NXT's new chapter, because they're on fire right now, too.
Are they everywhere, though?
Yeah, I'm under a rock.
Yeah. They should have the outtakes where it's just like Triple H. Just like, he's like, I'm just doing it in front of a green screen now. You guys put in the different city behind me, you know? Right.
Antarctica, are you ready?
WWE is everywhere. Literally. Okay. Thanks, everyone. Have a great weekend. Follow Flobo, Flobo Boys, and Glenn Rubenstein. Please like, share, subscribe, leave us a rating or review on wherever you get your podcasts. Monday, the week begins anew with Raw coverage. I'm back Tuesday for NXT. Catch you back here. Have a great weekend. Take care.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.